Y bueno. Y bueno. You wanna hot body, you wanna Bugatti, you wanna Maserati, you better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini, sip martini, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fit.
All right, that was fun. Work at Britney. Hi. Welcome to Loud Mouse. I have Neil Tangwu with me. She's a loud mouse. Loud mouth. I'm Storywood. I'm the mouse. This is
I'm a loud mouth.
You're a loud mouth, right. You're
the handle on here is loud mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not a loud mouth. Well, I can be a loud mouth. Okay, well, anyway, go on.
We're going to be talking about things that are fan base. Whatever comes up in our mind, we just run with it. We run with it hard. Tonight we'll be covering a lot.
We run with it. You write.
I
just ad-lib.
You just ad-lib. Okay. Right. A little writing. Just a little writing involved here. Today we'll be talking about everything from celebrity gossip. We also have a hot topic, celebrity fan favoritism. We'll throw in a couple things there.
Wouldn't call it too hot. We only got two people, but okay.
We can be hot. So, hey, let's talk about...
We'll make it hot.
We're going to make it hot. Yeah. So Danielle, where do you see this going? So I'm excited. This is our first episode. So what do you think? What do you think we can do with this?
Well, there's Toy. I don't exactly have my eight ball with me. So,
Okay.
Well,
note to self. Let's bring that magic eight ball next time. And,
No, there's no point. Fell down the stairs one day. All it says is no to me all the time. I'm used to hearing that.
Somebody needs a new magic eight ball.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving along here. Okay, so why don't we start off with something I put together. We call it celebrity gossip. A lot of things going on every day, but I just caught a couple of stories that caught my eye, and we'll start with the first thing here, is Will Smith cheating. Yeah, this is from the
Will Smith, not my baby.
Will Smith, we'll see. Will Smith is entangled in another rumor. Recent reports have it that he's cheating on his wife with his Focus star, co-star Margot Robbie. And, you know, there's a picture.
I wouldn't cheat on Jada Pinkett. Not even if you paid me $1 million. That girl is fine, I tell you.
She's fine, but her co-star, his co-star, she's pretty good, too. She's a nice blonde hottie, you know. The show with the two stars behind... several images have been published on Star Magazine showing Will and Margot getting a little too close inside a photo booth at a party in New Orleans. They show the two stars behind the curtain of a photo booth, suggestively lifting her skirt, exposing her bra as Will lifted his and pressed his bare chest.
How do you lift your skirt and expose your bra?
She multitasks, see? Both hands. I think I've seen things in the internet where you can do things like that a little more. But yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Must have been a really short skirt. Doesn't say much about her. Anyway, go on.
Well, several sources have clarified that the two are just friends. They were just co-stars goofing around, and they were just being silly. It still doesn't stop rumors that this could be the final straw with his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
You're not going to throw years away of marriage for that. Come on, for a little chest bump?
No, But apparently there's been some things going on behind the marriage that's causing strain, and this is just the latest thing. Regarding Margot, the 23-year-old Australian actress became known for her role as Donna Friedman in a local soap opera, Neighbors. And after moving to Los Angeles, she got her first stint starring in the ABC drama Pan Am, which was canceled after its first season. And it's a shame I never got to see that because it really, really looked good. Just one of those shows that you really wanted to see, had a lot of potential. But I'm just terrible.
Kind of like Dane Cook's Last Caller. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell happened with that?
Did he even... get any episodes on the air?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
They cut them before they could even take off.
I was pissed. Really?
I was looking forward to that. Last Caller, Dane Cook, Angry DJ Man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it sounds like it had a lot of potential. I'm not sure why it didn't take off there.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. It's okay because he took off with Planes. And rumor has it, Planes 2.
Wow.
He just tweeted a picture of himself, you know, a nice little selfie, if I do say so myself, very handsome.
Ooh.
Of him in the studio working on planes, too.
All right. Well, talk about landing on your feet. You know, it's good to hear about that. I'd like
go,
happy
Mr.
ending.
Krebsdoster.
Go, Mr. Krebsdoster. Regarding the story, Margot also starred in the romantic comedy About Time, directed by Richard Curtis. She'll also star alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in the much-anticipated film by Martin Scorsese, mm-hmm. The Wolf of Wall Street. How do you like that?
Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sorry, what? Go on.
Yes, she's going to be co-starring with Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. Him and Martin Scorsese work a lot. It sounds like she must be talented. She's certainly getting around. Just starring next to Leonardo DiCaprio there.
I don't know if I could star next to Leonardo DiCaprio. I'd be too busy looking in his big, bright, beautiful eyes and just wanting to run my fingers through his luscious locks of
hair.
Go on.
Called hair.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
I get
it. Got it.
I get it. Yeah, we're gonna probably have to do a whole show on him, apparently. And
Leo needs to come and visit me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At least follow me on Twitter. Love life. Dot. At Danielle Tanguay.
What did I say? Plugs for less, right? Okay. According to Will Smith, when we did our audition together, we had a natural chemistry. Will noted, reports the Herald Sun, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The report also notes that Robbie's believed to be single, while Will Smith is still married to Pinkett Smith, his wife of 16 years. So what do you think? Is this really something that's going to rock their marriage, or are they going to really stick it out?
Nah, they'll stick it out. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Everybody loves those people.
They are very much
it's Will Smith, man. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Jada Pinkett.
Exactly. Everybody loves these stars, so I think they're not going to throw the baby with the bath. They have a whole family together, you know. So maybe he had a little fun out there. I don't know if he would do anything that would jeopardize your marriage. I hope not.
A little fun.
Okay. Well, a little fun. Well, then
would you consider a little fun?
Pressing bare-chested in a photo booth.
Yeah, that's a very little fun.
It's very little. Okay.
You know, I guess you don't want to know my idea of a bit
what's
of fun.
Your,
anyway.
What's your idea there? You want to share?
No.
Okay.
You don't want to know what goes on in my mind.
Okay. Next story. Matt Lauer and Al Roker get prostate exams on today. This story by Maria Puente out of USA Today.
We're really covering every bit of shit here, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. There is a lot of shit to cover. Matt and Al undergo uncomfortable prostate exams on today's to help raise awareness of prostate cancer during Men's Health Month. Matt Lauer and Al Roker underwent a prostate exam. All right. That's good news there. I think people
should be good.
Yeah, people should be aware of what's going
support
on.
Support the prostate.
Exactly.
Happen to like that part of the male body.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of like it myself. I mean, you grow to like it, I suppose.
Definitely grow, yeah. Grows on you. In you. Beside you. Upon you. Okay, go on.
I get it. It stays with you. So it was all for a good cause, and let's face it, celebrities.
For a good 15 minutes.
Celebrities undergoing medical procedures in public can grab the attention of the medically clueless. I guess there's a lot of medically clueless out there. I certainly don't think about prostate exams enough. The exams performed by Lauer's doctor, Dr. David Samadi, behind an examining room door took only about 35 seconds each, and both men came through the procedure fine. So that's a 35 seconds, huh? Well, I think I could stand that.
35 seconds.
Yeah. Nice, quick procedure.
And they came through in 35 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the quicker the better, especially when it comes to something uncomfortable back there.
I suppose when it comes to that.
Yeah, you want it quick and done and over with. You know, I've heard of prosthetic ends that took like 10 minutes and stuff like that. Maybe they just cut it down for stars. You know, these celebrities, they get all the treatment. I know an old man who was complaining because he had to do the whole thing for 10 minutes. Said, oh, it was all uncomfortable. I didn't want to hear about it, but of course he wanted to talk about it. Roker's prostate was a little...
Well, it's not supposed to be comfortable.
I think they put a probe inside you. They sort of
That's what I was trying to say.
I know. I was in the Army. That we had to do that. I thought it was
I'm
a
only
myth.
A nurse, you know.
Okay. Well, if I
stand... Am I supposed to know this?
I hope so.
Ought to be my first prostate exam.
The digital rectal gem is not comfortable, Roker said, but it's certainly obviously doable. Get over the embarrassment factor, Laura advised. It doesn't hurt at all, he said. It's the best 34 seconds of your life. Is it the best 34 seconds of your life? Probably not, but in 34 seconds, doctor can detect something that might save your life, which is what we're talking about. Of course, not everybody in the breakfast...
Some people lead a very sheltered life.
Yeah, that's true. Not everybody in the audience was impressed. TMI was a common theme, the reaction on Twitter, but former co-host Meredith Vieira was upbeat.
TMI was the common reaction on Twitter. Do you hear half the shit that people on Twitter say? And they say TMI. You know, they TMI the celebrities more than anything else. They should be TMIing themselves half the time. You know, personal bubble, baby.
Personal bubble. That's true. People just don't think about themselves as putting too much out there. I think people just have this, I don't know, way of thinking that they're above everything, but they're not. And these celebrities, they get a whole lot of hassle there. But anyhow, it's no joking matter for scores of American men, and especially African Americans.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Men, get your prostate exams. Don't try to avoid it. Please, take it from me.
Get it done and over with. It's the best 35 seconds you'll ever get done and over with. By the way, this is all part of today's show's No Shave November. The guys are not shaving for the month to help raise awareness for men's health issues such as prostate and testicular cancer. So
No Shave?
No Shave November. That's correct.
Can I have a note on these guys that don't shave?
Well, it's for a good cause. It's for a good
cause. So I can at least come in with a pair of clippers prepared?
Well, you'll have to if you want to kiss Al Roker.
What the hell? Are you filming in an airport? I just heard a plane go by.
Oh, sorry. I should note, folks, that I'm right here live in Hollywood on a porch outside. So he gets a little traffic. That's the life factor. I love it. On to our next story. Accused stalker told Alec Baldwin she wanted to conceive a mini Baldwin. A hot-tempered 30 Rock star Al Baldwin told cops he was spooked about the endless campaign of unwanted visits and messages by the French-Canadian actress Genevieve Sabourin, who is on trial for stalking him, according to testimony Thursday. The French-Canadian wacko accused of harassing Alec Baldwin with about 100 obsessive messages, stalking him at home, and told the star she wanted to conceive a mini Baldwin, prosecutor said at her trial today. Accept my proposal, and I will take you straight to heaven. There is many things I could do to you now in order to give you all kinds of delightful pleasure, Genevieve Sabourin allegedly wrote to the...
So could a prostitute.
Well, I know. She's in it for free. I don't know if it's prostitution.
I don't think it's for free. If she's taking that time to come down from, where did you say she come from?
French Canadian. I guess she came from Canada.
She came from Canada. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's my roots. Oh, God, this is a shame. I don't think that's in it for free.
Well,
she wants a baby with him. That's not free. Mm-hmm. Prostitutes don't want a baby. They want the glove. They want the love. They want the money and then get the fuck out. There you go.
But she wanted more. she wanted a baby. Yeah. Oh, other thing she says, the French are best lovers in the world, and I master my art, the lovesick 40-year-old bit actress added. She allegedly tried to lure Baldwin for St. Patty's Day nookie on March 30th, 2012, claiming she would be in the prime of my ovulation and proclaiming in broken English that the best gift from you all will be to conceive my mini Baldwin on this Ireland National Day.
I have an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
maybe Baldwin can donate some of his little guys to a sperm bank. Direct her there and tell her to get the fuck out of his life.
He probably wishes he would have thought of that.
A lot easier.
I don't know if she would have taken it. I think she wanted the whole deal, though, you know. Her lawyer said this isn't about stalking. This was never about any intentional act to annoy him or harm the Baldwins.
Go ahead.
Todd Spodek, the attorney, said her efforts were merely about getting closure in a romantic relationship. Baldwin told cops that nothing happened, that they only met twice for business reasons and were introduced through a mutual friend. Of course, she claims that she and Baldwin, whom she met at a movie set in 2002, had a steamy tryst in a Manhattan hotel after a fancy dinner around Valentine's Day in 2010. So, that's a he said, she said.
2010. It's what, 2013 now? Almost going on 2014 here. Even if they did have something romantic, quotation, going on there, get over it, woman.
Now, I guess that,
seriously, let the man live.
She has reportedly turned down a jail plea that would have required her to stay 10 blocks away from the couple's homes and workplaces. So she
only 10 blocks?
Only 10 blocks. And she faces up to 90 days in jail if convicted.
I would have been like, keep that crazy bitch, like, out of this freaking country.
10 countries away.
Yeah.
Definitely. So after 90 days, who knows, she'll be at it again. Oh, Alec, you can be my ovulation king. I don't know if that made sense, but...
Yeah, okay, off with her head.
Off with her head, she's gone. And that's a celebrity story. Amazing stuff, huh? What goes on every day. I think I could do this forever.
Amazing.
But I can't because...
The world's full of crazies. This could go on forever, yes.
It can. The crazies make the world go around. They make life more interesting, I think.
You know what? I love the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I am one.
Oh, no.
Which I am. But they just make everything so much interesting. And you know what they say about the crazies in the bedroom? That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, right. Well, maybe Alec knows about that. Maybe he denies it. I think they probably did have something going on way back when.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, whatever. All right. On to our next topic. What's our next topic, Danielle?
I don't know. You're the topic guy. I'm the wing it girl.
Hey. Help me wing it here. I think we should go on to our topic regarding raising awareness. Oh, no, that's the story we did. Story on celebrity fan favoritism, because you did a Twitter earlier today, didn't you?
I did do a Twitter, but I don't think anyone took me seriously. I don't blame them because, you know, I'm not a very serious person at times.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to them was, do you think that it is fair that one celebrity give more attention to one fan than another?
Fair question. Fair question. And how does this play out? You've seen it play out, certainly.
I see it play out every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter lurking on my free time, you know.
Right, right.
Even between nursing, you know, between operations. Oh, gotta go on my Twitter. Gotta lurk. Lurk, lurk.
And what do you see going on out there? Because apparently, these celebrities are, they depend on their fans to raise them up, you know, to get them up there, to put them on these pedestals, keep them alive, basically. But for each fan, you know, they all want to feel that they invest something, at least emotionally, into it. And if they see a fan favoriting other fans, how does that happen? How does that play out? I mean,
I don't know. Well, we have an answer here from an anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the email today.
Okay, what does anonymous say?
Anonymous says, "I think every fan should be treated equal." Okay, Anonymous, I agree. Why? A couple years ago, around 2010, well, Anonymous, that is more than a couple years, but anyway, minor detail.
Sure.
I had got a follow. So excited to get this follow from this celebrity I adore, which we don't name the celebrities here. We don't do that.
Not unless we're doing gossip stories, and it's fair game.
True, true. I just kind of contradicted myself and derailed at the same time. Multitasking is my finest point. Anyway, she says, I was so thrilled to get this guy's follow. So happy. I say one thing to him. I DM him once. Wasn't anything personal. Wasn't anything I thought that would offend him. He up and said, I'm sorry I disappointed you somehow. Unfollowed her and blocked her. She's been trying to get his follow back for 3 years, now going on 4 years. And he has completely ignored her.
Wow.
But yet, he continues to favorite other fans of his. Well, Anonymous, I don't know what to say to that. I feel you. I really do. To tell you the truth, I think a lot of these celebrities don't realize that we are the drivers and they are the vehicles. Nothing against celebrities. I have a lot of celebrity friends. I rub elbows with a lot of celebrities. I have a lot of celebrity followers. Okay? I don't know if I will after tonight, but we'll see. I think they lose their roots, and I think they forget where they came from. You know, honestly, they need to realize that we're the reason they continue to be there. Yes, they are the base. They are the reason they're here. They work their asses off. But we, as fans, travel halfway across the world to see you guys. We, you know, some of these people do cruises.
Right.
We, I don't know, go to Lovin's, whatever, I don't know. You know, we support you. We buy your records. We buy your DVDs. We've done this for years. The least you can do is throw us some thanks once in a while. And I don't just mean, you know, thanks to one or two fans. The fans that spent the money. This is what I'm noticing. The fans that have spent the most money are the ones that get the most attention.
Ah.
What do you think about that?
Wow.
Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me it's like a conscious business decision almost, you know, to put these rich fans up front because they're going to spend money, and they, by lavishing them with favoritism, they hope to spend more money and more money. I don't know what that does with the regular people, though, what they see this going on. You know, they can't afford all the best seats or the you know, behind the scenes parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, they can't afford the after parties, they can't afford the VIPs, what have you not. But you know what? They still bought the plane ticket to go see your asses.
Sure.
They still went out of their way to support you. And what have you done for them? You gotta ask yourself that.
Well, that's a good question, and certainly, you know, that probably something a lot of celebrities struggle with, you know. I mean, they want, you know, every...
I understand that some of them have made friends along the way, what have you not, and they become really close to these people. But they have to understand that the other people don't realize that. Okay,
yeah.
Not everybody thinks like me. Not everybody has the open mind like, oh, okay, they're probably friends.
Right.
But... the majority, I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of these fans are thinking, what the hell? Why does she, he, whatever, get it? Which brings me to our second answer.
Mm-hmm.
From Argie at John's Sweetheart says...
Oh, Argie. We love Argie.
Yes, we do love Argie. But yet we're not going to play favoritisms on this
show.
No,
we're not.
We're just talking about favoritisms. Argie at John's Sweetheart says, I think we should all be treated equal. Because it makes the fans feel, what does she have that I don't? And it breaks their hearts knowing that one fan gets all the attention, more attention than others. I'm going to have to agree with Argie. I am a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of a lot of groups. And it does break my heart when they pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get people popping up saying, oh, well, you're just jealous. No, you're not jealous. You're human. And you want to be treated equal.
Right.
So what are you what's your take on that?
Well, to get back to Anonymous, you want closure, but this person's not going to give you a follow. Maybe not again, because who knows what's on these celebrities' minds. You know, they've got a lot going on, and certainly guess because you asked them a question, that's no reason just to ignore you. But I think I would, if you can't get through to them, no way to get through them, write yourself a letter telling you how you feel about them, you know, and you know, burn it, or if you know someone who can give it to them, you know, maybe do that. Maybe they'll think twice about it. But I think you should express it somehow, even if you can't get it out to the celebrity.
Oh, I've emailed a celebrity and told him how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See?
Went to one of his shows lately and noticed he used a lot of my material that I used on Twitter. You know, it's all fine and good.
Mm.
I would have been quite happy with that, but, you know... He didn't give me any attention whatsoever. Hasn't even noticed me. You know, it kind of seems like he feels like he's too good for everybody else. He's known for stealing material.
Right, right.
I don't want to name his name yet.
Yet.
But that is a yet. But, you know... Seriously, dude, if you can't come up with your own material, maybe you gotta sit your ass down. And I mean, really sit your ass down. And think, what the fuck? Why can I not come up with my own material? What am I doing wrong? Because you're obviously doing something wrong if you gotta take your material off of Twitter all the time. Okay, because some of the stuff he was talking about was... It was all thrown together. All just...
Piggly, piggly.
I just don't want to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, from your mouth to the celebrity's ears, maybe we'll get some change. And I hope, Anonymous, you do find some closure there. You can't control what the celebrity will do or think. They've got their own thing going on there. But I think you should somehow express it, even if you can't get it out there. Any thoughts on Anonymous?
And you know what?
Yeah.
Else, Anonymous? Maybe he's just lost himself. And when that happens, it's just time to throw in the towel. He obviously doesn't respect the fact that you're a hardcore fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't deserve your love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to move on. Never mind about how to get his attention, how to get him to love you. Forget about him. Just forget about him. I know that sounds like easier said than done.
Right,
but really,
right.
When you put your mind to it, in the long run, it's going to be a lot healthier for you. And you're going to feel a lot better about yourself once you get him out of your head.
Amen. Amen indeed. Well, look at that. We are running low on time. So we covered a lot today, didn't we? Is there anything else you want to put out there before we say goodbye to our new and excited audience?
Excited. Oh, look at him. He's already counting his eggs. Oh, well, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us the time. We hope you return, because there will be many more. Live life, love life. If you want to talk to me, if you have any questions, that is my handle. Live life, love life, .. at Danielle Tangui. And shoot me some shit.
Shoot her some shit,
shoot me what you think of the show. Shoot me what you think of anything.
I'll send you. This is Storywood here. For now, I want to be private. Maybe I'll come up with a Twitter or something down the line. But you can give everything to Danielle. She can handle it, and I'll just death threats.
those are fun.
Those are fun. Okay. Anything, you know. Even this hot, steamy stuff, you can send it to her. I'm sure she'll share with us, right?
Anything.
Right. You're going to share some of that?
I have a different gab.
Okay, great. We've got the... Okay, look, well, thank you very much. You have been listening to Loudmouth versus Mouse. You can figure out who's the loudmouth, who's the mouse. This is episode 1. Thanks again for joining us. Next time, we know we'll have other things to talk about. We're going to have a lot of great fun, a lot of new things going on, and we'll talk to you down the line. Go ahead. You can say it.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Hugs. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the audience.
Oh, okay.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses.
Okay, you get hugs and kisses, too. I'm greedy.
You wanna hot body? You wanna Bugatti? You wanna Maserati? You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini? Sip martini, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party and cream. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.